Tuesday's front pages here in the Czech Republic are dominated by one story. A senior police officer has dropped a political bombshell by alleging that senior government officials, influenced by mafia figures, have been attempting to thwart police investigations. Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek has reacted angrily, saying that the claims are politically motivated and designed to hurt his party's chances in next weekend's elections. Ian Willoughby has more.
Having previously avoided all publicity, the head of the police's elite anti-corruption squad, Jan Kubica, now finds himself in the glare of media attention after making a number of unprecedented allegations that have rocked the Czech political scene. On Monday, he presented a confidential report to the Chamber of Deputies Defense Committee, in which he alleges the influence of the criminal mafia on the state administration is growing. This concerns, he says, the security, economic and financial stability of the state. Specifically, Mr. Kubica says the Prime Minister, Jiří Paroubek, through Interior Minister František Bublan and Police President Vladislav Husák, tried to thwart an investigation into the contract killing of a controversial and well-connected businessman called František Mrázek. He says his squad's investigations have discovered connections between Mr. Mrázek's killing and an affair surrounding an extremely lucrative government contract to produce biofuels. Prime Minister Paroubek has reacted extremely angrily to the allegations. He says they're a blatant attempt to discredit his Social Democrats and are part of a long-planned conspiracy involving Mr. Kubica and the opposition Civic Democrats, aimed to coincide with what look like being extremely close elections next weekend. Mr. Kubica denies this. He says he's spoken up in order to protect his team, who've been coming under growing pressure. Meanwhile, the secret report has been leaked and is on the internet. Among other things, it looks at various possible scenarios behind the killing of František Mrázek. Though it contains no evidence, it does contain a remarkable number of names, both from the world of politics and the underworld. It's a complicated and murky affair involving allegation and counter-allegation. It may influence the outcome of the elections. Or it could just give Czech voters, disillusioned by a series of scandals, one more reason to stay at home at the weekend.
Ian Willoughby reporting.